It's Dan Reed and Danny Vaughan joining me for Rock Zone. Hi guys.
Hello.
Hello. Nice to see you again, Dan, and nice to see you again, Danny.
Actually. Welcome to the Snake Oil Salesman.
Indeed. I think the first question's got to be, how did you get together and come up with this rather great idea, as it turns out?
We met at Download last summer, mm-hmm. and it was quite just weird at the time to think, Dan Reed's here, and I thought, why the hell have I never met him? Mm-hmm. You know, with all the times that our paths have crossed over mm-hmm. the years and all that. And so a mutual friend introduced us, and Dan being the warm individual that he is, it was just like instantly, oh, this is all right then. You know, I mean, because singers always have a bit of that staring over your shoulder, like, what are you doing? What are you about? You know, and I've been very lucky. I've got a pretty good relationship with most fellow singers. So, and because I know Dan does this acoustic thing as much as he does, and I got chatting about it. I personally have wanted to do something with another front man, another mm-hmm. singer, for several years. And the more I discovered about his music, I thought, this could work. I'm learning more now about our approaches. You know? Now I will let him tell you something.
No. I mean, some of my last two favorite shows, I guess, that I've seen was James Taylor and Carole King in mm-hmm. Madison Square Garden, and John Hiatt and Lyle Lovett in Paris, France, sharing the stage, trading songs back and forth. Mm-hmm. And when we started talking about doing acoustic gigs, we were talking about house concerts, you know, what's that all about, and just getting that energy. It seemed like it made perfect sense for us to try this, see if it mm-hmm. worked out.
So this is the fourth show. So the first three seem to have gone well from what I can hear from the fans.
Each one has been pretty individual, I would say.
And we repeat very few songs. We got some songs that we play together that we repeat, but all of our original stuff, I mean, I'm hearing at least five or six new songs every night from him.
Which is why I travel with a music stand, because I made the mistake of asking my friends and people on Facebook, said, if you're actually coming to the show, pick one song you'd like to hear me play. And the idea was that, well, I think, you know, loads of people would pick Wings, and loads of people would pick, you know, and I'd have like 10 songs to learn, and they just decided they'd try my hand.
They wanted everything.
I've got about 50 songs in my bag at the moment. And people are going into the back catalog and saying, you know, well, let's see. And have done a few songs already on this tour that have literally never been performed live ever, including a couple of Taiketto songs.
That's cool.
And it's great. Great to hear it too, as well.
Yeah, I mean, just hearing the sound check, it was different to what I've heard from Dan before. Mm-hmm. And different to what I've heard from you as well. There is a different dynamic, which is, so far, seems to be working really well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very lucky that neither one of us appears to be too precious about what we're doing. So the idea is very much, if you hear something,
join in.
Jump on in. You know, this is not my moment. Back the off. You know, it's not like that. And that's what I think excites the audience the most. And someone, in fact, said to me the other night, lovely thing, he said it was as much fun watching the person who wasn't performing as to watch the one who was.
I've heard that.
And I thought that was just a lovely thing to say. I think we really are listening to each other's music, quite a lot of which we've never heard before. Mm. So I'm sitting there and listening going, oh, what a great lyric.
It's interesting. I mean, from a musician's point of view, it did strike me as there was two musicians going, yeah, I like that. Mm. And that, which must be quite different to performing in a band, and certainly performing by yourself, but performing with another band where you're playing the same sort of thing every day with people you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. sure. It makes us part of the audience. We get to just be there and check it out, and that's exciting.
Definitely.
So over the 2 or 3 years since you entered the business, things have changed a bit. Would you say things are better now than it was? Are you more in control? Which makes it better, or is there anything that you would say that was way better back then?
My opinion on it is just the fact that everybody has access to the world mm-hmm. immediately now via the internet. That it's a level of the playing field. In the old days, if you didn't get a record deal, you really had access to only your hometown or as far as your van could drive. And if you got a record deal, then you'd have a lot of haters, people saying, "Oh, you don't deserve it," or, you know, the bands from your hometown, they're going, oh, they got a deal. And then your ego starts getting up there because you think, yeah, I'm making it, and they're not. And it's just this weird dichotomy. Now it's like you can just put something on YouTube, and if it's got a good vibe or strong enough and people start sharing it, you can get your music out to Thailand in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? So that's amazing to me.
Yeah, I really tough to go on a scale of better.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously there is a certain wonderfulness about getting up in front of 20,000 people and going, "Are you all right? Yeah." You know, you love that. And that comes not just from ego, but also from it takes a certain type of person. You know, I refer to it as, were you the David Lee Rothschild?
Yeah, for sure. for sure.
Is he a banker, David Lee Rothschild?
David Lee Rothschild, good. I'm here all week, try the bill.
No, don't try the bill.
the thing about it is that you have this, until I was 11, I was an only child. Right. So, for one, there was no one to blame. We didn't have a dog or anything. So, if a lamp broke, it was like, oh, here it comes. Yeah. And I was, hey, look at me, wow, wow, you know, that was me for years and years and years. So it's a perfect job.
Yeah.
You know? I found my qualifications. Yeah, you mellow out and you change. That character can really do well in an arena in front of people. And I've always said it's much easier to play in front of 20,000 people than it is to play in front of 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Much easier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, 20 people, one little note, and they go, and you see it, they see it, and and then you have to get used to that because you will make flow.
Yeah.
You know? So there's a bit of that I miss, but what happened in the music industry over the last decade or so has separated the men from the boys.
Mm. That's for sure.
If you are going to be in this, you damn well better love what you're doing, because no aspect of the business is going to make you happy about being here. You know? So you've got to be strong about whatever it is you're putting forward, whether it be, death black metal or one guy with an acoustic guitar. You've got to believe in it.
Yeah, and be able to deliver live. Yeah. I think that's a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're going to have longevity in your career, you know.
Yeah.
So that's also separated them and from the boys too. Some people can't play.
Yeah. And that was a great thing that we noticed right away. Again, we shared the stage at Download and we went on for the network, and we all watched each other and was like, this is good. Two hard working bands. What it was. There were no slackers. Let's put it that way. In either band, and that's like fairly unusual, actually.
Yeah. So, really? Still?
No, I think in generally that there's it's different bands, different personalities. Yeah. You know, I mean, I saw Kiss 7 or 8 years ago, and Paul Stanley was giving it everything he had. Like, he didn't have to. Gene was kind of phoning it in. Gotta be fair. You know, I love them both, but that was the impression that I got off the stage. And so between us, I didn't see any of that. Nobody was just going, yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah.